you for calling Blue Card Eligibility. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Calls may be monitored or recorded.
Para español, marque 2.
This line is for healthcare providers to determine a patient's benefit eligibility and pre-certification information. Am I speaking with a healthcare provider? This line is for healthcare providers to determine a patient's benefit eligibility and pre-certification information. Am I speaking with a healthcare provider?
Yes.
Does the member ID start with the letter R, followed by numbers?
No.
What are the
J, Z, H?
That was J, Z, H. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you calling for pre-certification, benefit and eligibility, or both?
Benefits and eligibility.
Thank you. Please hold while your call is being connected to the appropriate Blue Cross Blue Shield plan.
Welcome to Provider Services for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Please say or enter your NPI number.
19-8273-4976.
Thanks. Please say or enter just the numeric part of the member's ID. Skipping any letters, please say or enter the member ID number. That 140-619-337-001, right? And the member's date of birth? Got it.
I found that member with first name
Constance.
Just so you know, the information you're about to hear is not an approval of benefits or a guarantee of payment. All claims are subject to review for contract coverage and medical necessity. Main menu. Which would you like? Eligibility, benefits, claims, or authorizations? Okay, looking up eligibility.
The eligibility information for
Constance.
As of today, the member's coverage is active under group name
LHS Corporation.
This coverage became effective on March 3rd, 2025.
You can say repeat or fax it. To hear more benefit details.
All right. One moment while I connect you with a representative.
If you are calling about a professional claim that you believe was incorrectly priced, press 1.
Did you know you can enter a new prior authorization request and check the status of existing authorization requests on Ability.com?
The security of your personal information is important to us. Our representative may ask you to provide your member identification number during the call. All benefits quoted are a general outline of coverage and will be based on details you provide. There may be claims for services not discussed. Benefits are based on the contracted allowed amount and medical necessity. For quality assurance purposes, this call will be monitored and recorded.
Hi, my name is Lucas and my last initial is MSN Mike, and I'm calling from the provider's office and I want the patient eligibility and benefits and also provider participation status.
What's a good callback number?
717-398-0423, no extension.
Thank you. And what is the provider's name?
Provider name is Satish Shah, MD.
Thank you. What's the member's first and last name?
Member name is Constant Shell. Date of birth is June 9, 1965.
I have her policy pulled up with a look like a commercial PPO policy, effective date 3/3/25. How can I help?
For this PPO plan, PCP referral required or not?
What was it? I'm sorry.
Primary care physician referral required or not?
No, this is a PPO plan, not an HMO.
Okay, and is this a primary policy or secondary policy?
This is, let's see, for constant. Primary, it looks like.
Member is a subscriber or dependent or a spouse?
Member is the subscriber.
Okay. And provider is in-network or not?
That would be a good question to call and ask your local, since you're out of state.
Okay, if we are in network with local Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO, then you can consider the in-network?
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Could you please provide me the in-network benefits for the specialist office visit, chemotherapy, and telehealth?
So we're looking for a specialist office visit, telehealth, and what was the last one? Chemo?
Chemotherapy.
All right. Did you have any procedure codes?
No.
All right. One moment. And I will just be, I'm on the phone here. I'm just going to get quiet, but I'm going to just flip all the benefits. One moment.
Okay.
And billing professional facility or both?
Professional.
Thank you. All right, got all the benefits here for us. All right, so for the members plan, it do look like here the plan is per calendar year. Now, for the member's specialist office visit and e-visit, I do see the member has coverage. Also, for the chemotherapy, it would all go towards the member's deductible. So the individual deductible for the member, it is $1,500. The family deductible is $4,500. I see the member would have a coinsurance of 20%. Out-of-pocket for the individual is $4,000, and for the family it's $8,000. And I can look up accumulations as well for constant. All right, so Q.
So for the deductible, Constant has met $521.32 toward the $1,500. And then the family has met $777.77. And then for the out-of-pocket, Constant has met $723.34. And the family has registered their out-of-pocket $1,238.37.
Okay. And there is no copay for specialist office visit and telehealth both, correct?
That is correct. It would just go towards the member's deductible.
Okay. And 20% coinsurance for the chemotherapy, right?
Correct. All of it goes towards the same thing, yeah.
Okay. And is there any lifetime maximum or any plan limitation?
If you have procedure codes, I can see if there's any plan limitations, but without procedure codes with general benefits, no, I don't see any.
Okay. Could you please repeat the policy effective date?
3/3/25.
Okay, and we can submit the claim to the local BCBS or not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Could you please spell out your name and last initial and give me the reference number?
SITRESSE. C as in Charlie for the last initial. Call reference number is S as in Sam. 154-216-934.
This is NSAM 154-216-934, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Yep, you're welcome, bye.